Yesterday I drove over to Hutchison Park and the little library that has been vandalized a few times the past couple of weeks. I've been mouthing off about a mural that was airbrushed in the worst part of Seattle and Gomorrah around 1978, one where I chatted with the artist and lamented that in a week it would be desecrated. He told me it wouldn't, that the community would respect it for what it was, good art unselfishly donated to him. It turns out he was right. So I decided if I'm going to talk the talk, I needed to walk the walk. When I went over to the little library to board up the broken windows, the Cyclone Fence guys were repairing the battered and busted up old one that had gone unfixed for 4 or 5 years. What to me was an indication that nobody cared about this little park and for that reason invited vandalism. Maybe, I told myself, this was the right time to upgrade the library, give the park a bit of new aesthetics, see if the improvements might not offer a protective art shield to the place. What the hell did I have to lose other than a day or so of work building a stained glass replacement for the broken glass? Right? Right? So, yesterday, a crabbing buddy of mine helped me clean up the broken safety glass, pull out the book racks, and install a 2-foot by 3-foot frame stained glass replacement window. I suspect he thinks I'm a total idiot to put a bullseye on that library. And I suspect he might be right. But I'm willing to put it to the test. If I'm wrong, okay, a day lost, a lesson learned, and another notch in the belt of my cynicism. What are you going to do? I'm trying to put art in all our public places on our island and in Stanwoodopolis. If this is quixotic or simply self-serving, which a lot of folks think it is, then I'm kidding myself. Or I'm a fool. Or both. But if I'm right, maybe, just maybe, this little island will become an art island. Not just my stuff, but the art of dozens and dozens of us. Hundreds of us. Not everyone will be happy about that, trust me. Some folks think Kameno would have stayed pristine and rural, just happy farmers tending their radish, milking their goats. This art stuff, it's changing the pastoral ambience. It's too modern. It's not in keeping with the commuter crowd and the rich retirees. It belongs in the cities down the freeway, not here, not in their faces. Who's paying for that? They'd ask when we built the visitor center and sculpture park, and I would answer, not you, partner, all a donation. And they would say, well, I hate it anyway. I get it. Some folks wouldn't hang a poster on their drywalled walls, much less a watercolor or an oil painting. Sure don't need it, sure don't want it, wouldn't hang it if you gave it to them free. Sometimes, I guess, you just have to give it to them anyway.